Let me open, let me stand. I think from hell, stable land, higher plane than I have found. Lord, grant my feet on higher ground. I want to stand.
It's time once again for It's a Good Life. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
Well, it is a good life, and I'm glad that you're here today so that we can celebrate together the resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You say, wait a minute, this is not Easter. Well, it's just about Easter time, isn't it, where I'm at? And when I'm doing this program, it's almost Easter time. But, you know, I believe we need to be celebrating the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ every day of our lives. When we stop to think of that, we start thinking about how that God loved us so much he sent his son to die for us on the cross, but he didn't leave him in the grave after he was buried. He brought him out. God brought Jesus Christ out of that grave. And of course, Jesus is God. He came out of that grave, and we need to be celebrating that every day of our life and telling God how thankful we are and how privileged we are to know Jesus as our Savior and to know our Heavenly Father, to know that in heaven we have a Father who will never leave us nor forsake us. Well, if you remember last time, we were in chapter 4 and verse 4 of the book of Ephesians. And I left off here, and it talks about, you know, we looked at 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse 10. And what brought this up was Paul the Apostle said he was pressing toward the mark in Philippians 3:14. And the mark was the prize of the high calling. And I believe the mark, when we look at the word, the words the mark in that verse, in Philippians chapter 3 and verse 14, I believe that's speaking of the finish line, the mark. And we need to be able to say as we cross the finish line, as we reach the mark, as Paul the Apostle said, he said, "For I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing." Paul the Apostle was looking forward to seeing the Lord. He loved the Lord, and he was looking forward to seeing him. Now, I believe that we're going to see the Lord as saved people. We're going to see him either when the breath of life leaves our body, or when he comes back and says, "Come up hither in the clouds," and we go to be with him in the, what's called the rapture of the church. But let me recall something to you. We use this term, your calling here. In 2 Peter 1:10, it says, "Wherefore the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if we do these things, you shall never fall. For if you do these things, you shall never fall." Well, I believe that as we read that verse, some people would think that you can lose your salvation once you've been saved. I don't believe that's saying that at all. It says, "shall never fall." I believe that there comes a time in many of our lives that we get to a point where we get tired, and we think things are going so bad that we just can't carry on. And I'm sure you may have heard the term backsliding. It doesn't mean that you've lost your salvation. Now, some people use that term to say, "Well, you're lost. You're on your way to hell now because you made a profession of faith, but you know, now you've lost it because you're not saved any longer because you did something wrong. You backslid." Well, you can call it what you like, but to me, when a Christian does something wrong, or when a Christian it talks about falling, I believe that's when you really get discouraged and you just feel like throwing in the towel. And we've read this and we've studied this in this book that we've been studying in Ephesians. Paul the Apostle teaches us that we should never quit. That we should keep on keeping on, that we should never throw in the towel, but we should pick up the towel and keep going and do as God wants us to do, and that is to serve him every day of our life and remember what a great privilege it is to be able to serve the Lord Jesus Christ, the one who first loved us, the one who gave his life for us, that we could one day be with him in heaven. Well, I also spoke the last time, and I looked at Matthew chapter 9 and verse 13, where it says, "But go ye and learn what that meaneth. I will have mercy and not sacrifice, for I am not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance." Now, if you have been saved, if you've trusted Jesus Christ, and you realized that you were a sinner, the Bible says, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. There is none that doeth good, no, not one." Well, that means everybody, doesn't it? Well, you see, it says that he didn't come to call the righteous. Well, that's the people who will not recognize, or they will not admit, that they are sinners, that they have been born in sin, and that they need a Savior. They refuse to do that. Well, Jesus Christ, he speaks to everybody's heart, but he calls that person, he speaks to the person, that person who realizes, look, I'm lost, I'm on my way to hell, I'm a sinner, I've done things wrong, and I'm a sinner, and I need a way to go to heaven. And that person realizes that Jesus Christ is the only way to heaven. Now, the righteous in verse 7 of Luke 15, I've said this before, this is those people who are righteous in their own eyes, as were the Pharisees. Now, these people believe they will go to heaven because of their good works, and believing they have no need to go God's way, and this is through Jesus Christ. They believe that possibly they can go listening to family, and listening to family traditions, and following these things. And in other words, they believe they need nothing from God in order to go to heaven or to live in this life, to have a success in this life. Well, what about the word fall? I've mentioned the fact is that the word backsliding, and some believe that you lose your salvation, you've fallen. But, you know, you remember that old commercial, "I've fallen and can't get up." Well, God is there for you if you've turned and you've fallen and you've given up. That doesn't mean you're lost and on your way to hell. If you've trusted Jesus Christ, that simply means you need a helping hand. And Jesus is always there. He's always ready to pick that person up, to pick you up if you're having a difficult time. And you say, "Well, I just don't know where to turn now." Well, you need to turn to Jesus Christ. He's your Savior, and he's the one who's able to help you. He's really the only one who can help you, and I can pray for you. A friend of yours can pray for you. Your pastor could pray for you, but Jesus Christ is the one who's going to help you. He's the one who saved you, and he's the one who can help you to keep on keeping on. Now, notice that those who fall, and that may be you, are those who get discouraged to the point of not serving God or living for him. This would be you or the person who's done this, forgetting that you are not to look at self for success in the Christian life, but you are to look only to God. Now, people forget to remember that they are not their own, but they have been bought, they have been saved by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, these are they who lose sight, these people who fall, we're talking about. I'll use the term backslide again. They've thrown in the towel, they lose sight of the goal. Remember, Paul the Apostle said, he said, "I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling." He's working until he's working for the Lord, not to be saved, but because he is saved, he's working to the end of his life. That is the goal line. We are to have the mindset of Paul the Apostle. When he said this, "I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus." My advice to you today is don't quit. Don't give up. You keep on going on and letting God take your life and make it something that when you stand before him, you're going to hear him say, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant." Well, now look with me, if you would, in Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 5. Now, we've already read back up in verse 4 here. You remember, it said there is one body and one spirit, even as ye are called in one hope of your calling. And now in verse 5, it says one Lord, one faith, one baptism. Well, Here it appears Paul is continuing the thought of verse 4. In 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 13, the Bible says, "Is Christ divided? Was Paul crucified for you, or were you baptized in the name of Paul?" Well, I remind you once again that Paul is not only speaking to each individual, that's us, but he's speaking to the body of Christ. He's speaking to, I believe, local churches. I believe he's speaking to those people who are in a local church, who make up the body of Christ. They're there. And he said, "Is Christ divided? Was Paul crucified for you, or were you baptized in the name of Paul?" You see, we are to serve God, not man. No person in our Christian life is to be set on a pedestal. In other words, we're not to lift that person up to a point of being more important than the Lord or the work that he's given us to do. In our Christian life, we will have individuals we look up to for their help to us in our Christian life. And no matter how much we admire someone, or no matter how much help they have been to us, no one is to be revered above Jesus Christ. We're not to place anyone or anything above our Lord and Savior. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 4 says, "For if he that cometh preacheth another Jesus, whom we have not preached, or if ye receive another spirit which ye have not received, or another gospel which ye have not accepted, ye might well bear with him." Well, keep in mind now that there's people who come into a local assembly who will pretend to be something they're not. They'll seemingly fit in, and they'll seemingly for a while, it seems like they believe everything the Bible says. But then after a while, they start turning people away from the Word of God. And some have even said that Jesus Christ is not even come into the world yet. Some will even tell you that he was only a teacher. And some will even tell you that he did not rise from the grave bodily. He only raised from the grave spiritually. Well, the Bible says, and we'll read this later on as we study this in Ephesians chapter 4, some people will tell you that he did not rise bodily from the grave, but the Bible tells us that if he be not risen from the grave, then we're still in our sin. So Christ had to rise bodily from the grave, and we're going to read those verses as we keep studying here, how that he did rise from the grave bodily, and that he is seated now at the right hand of God the Father in heaven. Well, this is someone who's trying to confuse people. They sneak into a church, and they start deceiving people. Oh, they may have a good smile. They may have good words, enticing words or whatever, and people really like these individuals. Then I think of the scripture where it says, "No marvel, because the devil himself is able to transform himself into an angel of light." Well, how do we understand and how do we perceive that someone is not what they are supposed to be in our local assembly? Now, I say this over and over again, get into the Word. Get into the Word of God, and also pray and ask God for his guidance to help you, to give you the insight, to give you what you need in order to, I would use the term spot, to spot these individuals who are charlatans who come into the local church not to do good, but to tear up the assembly. Now, if you do not know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, let me just tell you this, that God loves everybody. He loves those people who come into the local church and try to tear it up. And he loves you today if you've never trusted him. He wants you to know him as Lord and Savior. Won't you trust him today? Ask him to come into your heart, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And saved person, you need to be standing for the Lord and pressing toward that mark of the prize of the high calling in Christ Jesus.